The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, in about 50 hours and 20 minutes, Ireland will be lining out in Prague against Czechia. Coy big fans trying to figure out, I think it's fair to say, a route to Prague any way they can. One of them is Henry McKean, who is making the journey. Henry, how are you doing?
Shane, I'm good. I understand you're making the journey too, but I am going a different way to you. You're, I think, going direct. But so what we're doing is we're flying to Berlin tomorrow morning quite early at about 6 a.m. And then we take a 4 or 5 hour train journey across Germany into Prague. I'm really looking forward to it. It really will be planes, trains and automobiles.
Brilliant.
And it's exciting. And I still don't have a ticket. I actually got a text this morning saying, and it just said something along the lines of, Henry, just send your email and I'll send on those tickets. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. You've got tickets for me. You've got tickets for the match. And then a bit of back and forth. And then I realized it's tickets for Tuesday week's match.
Okay.
So it's the Aviva game. So I got my hopes up. I'm also delighted about that game too.
Not Tuesday week. Next Tuesday. It's Tuesday, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, Tuesday coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. As in
This day week.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And hopefully we'll be playing Denmark.
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
It's a
big, important game. But yeah, I visited Dublin Airport earlier and people are trying every way they can to get there, including this man who's going through London.
I am flying over to London for the night and I'm staying with my brother in Clapham. So the plan is there's about 9 of us going over tomorrow and we're going to get there hopefully around midday and set up base and camp. And get going, because it's actually my birthday on the Thursday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, it should be a good one. And I'm hoping I'll have good news and a good little surprise for it too.
And do you have a ticket?
I don't have a ticket, no. So, fingers crossed.
And there is one ticket available for about 80 to 100,000 euro in the away area. Would you take a seat in the home section?
I'd love to take a ticket, to be honest. I'd sit anywhere in the stadium. I'd sit on the side of the pitch if I could. But 80,000 isn't something I have right now ready to go. So, yeah, look, we'll wait and see, though. You never know. I was outside Old Trafford a few years ago before a big game that United played against Chelsea. And we got very lucky 5 minutes before the game. So, look, you never know. Could be another one for the Irish. Another luck.
You're a young man. How old are you?
I'm 24.
So, the last time Ireland was in a World Cup was 24 years ago. It was Japan, South Korea. You were just born. Do you think this time we'll be getting to a World Cup?
I would love to say so, yeah. And I think everything about it screams Ireland, you know, especially the fact that it's over in the States in the summertime. There's no better place to have it, considering all the Irish that went over there over the last couple of centuries. I think it would be unbelievable. And yeah, I don't want to jinx it, but at the same time, I have a strong feeling in my heart we're going to get there.
Oh, I love the optimism of you. Did he say 80 grand for, or did you say 80 grand for a ticket, Henry?
Yes, there are some websites. There's a ticket up for sale for 80,000 in the away section. And, you know, there are people out there that do have a disposable income and they get caught up and they want the ticket. Like, if I win the Euro Millions tonight, perhaps I would buy that ticket.
Would you?
Well,
if you won the Euro Millions, yeah, fair enough.
But you, people really, really want to go to that ticket, and you know, really want to go to the game. And you mentioned there, that particular lad there, Mark Rooney, talked about, America, USA 94. I had a friend in school that actually went to USA 94, and I was so jealous. He went with his dad, and you know, why not? And it must have cost even then thousands and thousands of euros. And I met these lads who really wanted to go to the game, but they realised it was just so expensive. So instead, these three old lads, they're actually flying on to Spain to watch the game. They're going to watch it in Spain.
We're actually heading to Benidorm, yeah, for 4 nights.
So you're from Cilesta Donnichany Football Club.
That's it, yeah.
Would you prefer to have gone to Prague, or is Benidorm the next best thing?
It's just too hard to get the tickets, and it was very expensive as well. Flights, wires and everything, you know.
So flights were about 700 euro.
About 700 euro would be good.
So you're still going to enjoy it?
Oh, sure, yeah.
And why is there so much build-up? Why is there so much energy around this game?
To qualify for the World Cup, you know, to go see Mr. Trump.
It's our biggest game in years, like from where we are, like we're, it must be 10 years like since we qualified for a tournament. So
will you be back for the Aviva on Tuesday?
We'll be back home, yeah, for Tuesday, for the big one, please God, yeah.
Please God is right. Henry, you visited Troy Parrott's local. What was the mood like there?
Well, they're actually a little bit nervous. They're excited but nervous. Here are patrons of Troy Parrott's, basically local, and I got to see where his nan Josie sits. She has a special seat in the Bridge Tavern in Ballybock.
Oh, we're feeling optimistic. We have a great chance. You're going to take me win. Heard our friend Troy Parrott's got a hat trick again.
It really was Roy of the Rovers stuff. It was sensational. Do you think we could have another sensational night?
I'd imagine so, yeah. So why not? It was good, but as good as anybody out there, didn't we? So we can win without a shadow of a doubt.
And you'll be watching it. You'll be at home, or will you be making the trip?
I'll be at home, wipe me off and wipe me nails.
How does this compare to perhaps Italian 90, USA 94, Japan, South Korea 2002?
Come here, we'll never have them days again, but hopefully we'll have it again this year. But Italy 90 was just unbelievable. You know what I mean? The whole country, everybody was drunk, as usual.
And were you drunk during Italian 90?
Better believe it.
Was that you at the Walkinstown roundabout?
No, unfortunately, no. We've just found the Ballybocker.
So you're a Ballybocker. How are Troy Parrott's family? How are they getting on?
Josie's getting on well now. I had a chat with her last week now, and she's optimistic that Troy's going to bring the silver, to bring the gold home to us. So everybody's optimistic about them, yeah. So.
And a little bit nervous.
Oh, the nerves. The nerves are something else. Here is Noel. He's very nervous. I'm here in the Bridge Tavern in Ballybock. You could say Troy Parrott's local. You're a local. How excited are you about this match in Prague?
I'm actually very nervous, you know, because I'd give anything for them to go to the World Cup, you know. And I just hope to, just before the games, I just get very nervous, hoping that's going to be a good result, you know.
You know the family. How's everyone feeling?
Everyone is just so proud, I think, of Troy. Everyone from the area is so proud. Like, I mean, the performances and the goals he scored in the last matches is just, like, it's unbelievable. I think he's really going to push on. Like, he's been scoring goals all season, as we know, in Holland. So, you know, he's a threat. He's a major threat. I'm sure they're going to be more worrying about him. They'll be worrying about trying to stop him. And he just needs to have a chance, he'll score. Well, it's a bit weird because it's the first game's away. So it's. I think if it was home, it'd be a lot more. And the tickets were very hard to come by for people to go. You know, a friend of mine went and he found it very hard to get a ticket and it's very expensive. So because of it's an away game, and but I think come tourist tonight, everyone's going to be, you know, leaving work early or, you know, really supporting, you know, the support for the Irish team, you know, the Irish fans, we're obviously the best in the world and everyone's going to really be pushing it towards the tourist. Another thing again, it's on during the week, it's not on a Saturday or a Sunday as well. Do you know what I mean? So it's a bit of an anti-climax as well, isn't it?
Oh, not for me, it's not. No anti-climax at all.
Not me either. Bring on weekday drinking.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Henry McKean will be making the great trek eastwards to Prague via Berlin in the coming days. Join him on his journey on the show tomorrow evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.